Hello all. Welcome to Proctopus Radio. This is our second Christmas session. Just for you, playing some specially curated Christmas tracks with a bit of a rocking theme to them. I hope you enjoy them. Proctopus Radio, brought to you from Whitby on the northeast Yorkshire coast. Happy Christmas, everybody. Hope you enjoyed that first track.
Thank you.
That was from the band IQ, and it's called For Christ's Sake. I hope you enjoyed it. And now, just this little message. This is the Christmas session on Proctopus Radio. What will Santa find down in the sack?
Ho, ho, ho. What have I found here in the Christmas progressive music sack? Oh, this is a good one.
Long and white.
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes round on special night?
Santa comes round on special night.
Special night, beard that's white.
Must be Santa, must be Santa, must be Santa, Santa Claus.
Who wears boots and suit of red?
Santa wears boots and suit of red.
Who wears a long cap on his head?
Santa wears a long cap on his head.
Cap on his suit of red. Special night, beard that's white.
Big red cherry nose. Santa's got a big red cherry nose.
Who laughs this way? Ho, ho, ho.
Santa laughs this way. Ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Cherry nose. Cap on head. Suit that's red. Special night. Beard that's white.
Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Must be Santa. Santa Claus.
Soon
Santa very soon will come our way.
Eight little reindeers pull his sleigh.
Santa's little reindeer pull his sleigh. Reindeer sleigh, come our way. Ho, 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 cherry nose, cap on head, suit that's red, special night.
Thank you very much. Now, does anybody know who that was? Well, I can tell you, that was Bob Dylan. Yeah, I know. And that song is actually a Christmas song written by Hal Moore and Bill Fredericks and first released in November 1960. It's based on a German drinking song, funnily enough, and Bob Dylan did his version in 2009. In a polka style, and it was for his Christmas album, Christmas in the Heart. And it's unclear whether it was Dylan aiming to celebrate the holiday or gently poking fun at the music's Norman Rockwell-esque simplicity. Anyway, it's a good fun song, I reckon. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. I hope you're all getting ready for Christmas and... Yeah, we all now know what tiers we're in, and we all know that we're going to have a very small Christmas and short. So I'm going to have to lose about 12 inches, I think, to fit in with that at least. Hope the rest of you manage it. So our next track, we have a version, shall we say, of that well-known favourite, Carol of the Bells. Now, there's some debate as to who this is by. Now, I believe it's by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. But some say it's Metallica. Ooh, quite a rocky version there of Carol of the Bells. And I believe it's by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Or is it? So, this is Proctopus Radio. I'm DJ P's Rock Vinyl. And I hope you're looking forward to your Christmas time. Not too many days away now, is it? Less than a week. So I've been digging around in the sort of progressive rock. in the sort of muck and the sort of fields of available material that are out there, looking for some little Christmas nuggets for us to listen to. And this is one that I've found. It's a beautiful song. Some great singing on it. And there's also some lovely instrumentation on it. It's by Caprica's Constant. And it's called All You Wish Yourself.
Wasn't that just beautiful, eh? So that was Caprica's Constant, with a song called All You Wish Yourself. And I can tell you the lineup. The lineup was Bill Jefferson and Dory Jackson on vocals, Al Nicholson on guitars, mandolin, keyboards and piano, Mike Westergaard on keyboards, piano, guitar and backing vocals, David Jackson on saxophone, flute and whistles, Nick Jefferson on bass, guitars, keyboards, and Mark Walker on drums and percussion. Wasn't that a great track, eh? I hope you really enjoyed that. That was from 2019. So I hope you like that track. I really like that. And now for something, as they say, completely different on Proctopus Radio. So looking around, I wasn't just looking like locally, English, American bands, whatever. I stretch out across the world sometimes and found this track. Now this is from a Japanese all-woman group, and it's sort of they play sort of rocky, indie, punky, alternative style music is the best way to describe it. And this, you just listen to this a few times, two or three times, it's very catchy. So here it is. This is Shonen Knife and Space Christmas. So that was shown a knife there with Space Christmas. I told you it was catchy. And I'm just going to let you know who was in the band when that was recorded in 1991. We have Atsuko Yamano on backing vocals, Michi Nakatani on bass. It was composed by Naoko Yamano, who also played guitar, and the drums was Atsuko Yamano. And that's from December 91, so there you go. You didn't expect you'd be listening to some Japanese indie-style rock Christmas songs, did you, today? Well, taking that theme sort of onwards, I bet you don't know who this is.
One.
Was Christmas time again. But who was it by? Well, I can now reveal that was Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah, I know. And it's from an album of the same name. Yes, there's a whole album of Southern rock Christmas songs from Lynyrd Skynyrd. Yeah, I'll let you look that up. But that was a good track, wasn't it? A nice, easy rocking track there. And that sort of leads us into our last track for today. Our last track for Christmas session number 2 from Proctopus Radio. And this is from the 70s. And it's from 1975, to be exact. And it was actually, until recently, an unreleased piece of music from one of the top artists of the time. And that artist was Mark Bolan with T-Rex. And this song is called Christmas Bop. Yeah, I'm not kidding you. Now listen out for the T-Rexmas in this song. And I don't know why it wasn't released, really. Christmas Bop, Mark Bolan, T-Rex.
Everybody's got a
there. So that was Mark Bolan and T-Rex there. I suppose after that song, I need to say happy T-Rexmas to everybody. So that was from an album that was actually released in 94, which was a compilation. And it was called Messing with the Mystic, Unissued Songs, 1972 to 1977. And that was Christmas Bop. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's Christmas session. I know I have. This is Proctopus Radio. We hope we are keeping you octopied. Yeah, I do hope I'm keeping you octopied from Proctopus Radio. And as I say, that's our Christmas session for today. And I will now wish you a very happy small and shorter Christmas for 2020. And I may well come on and do some more Christmas sessions before the day. Let's see, eh? Now, if you've got any feedback for me, you know where to find me. Hashtag DJP's Rock Vinyl. Or if you found me on Facebook, you could just send me a message on there. And listen out for my podcasts as well. If you go on any good podcast provider, and just type in DJP's Rock Vinyl, you'll find all my podcasts there. So for now, I'm going to hand back to the normal sessions on the Proctopus radio station. And right now, I think we're sort of in the middle of let's have a look. I'm just checking. I think it's just a general session at the moment, so you could get a bit of rock coming your way, maybe a bit of Rush or Pink Floyd. But for now, this is DJP's Rock Vinyl, and I'll say bye for now.